We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of the Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, Ovel Mutter Lirchoitz Bitzoinen Kol Shiva. Rava says, not like Rav Chista, he says that Ovel is Mutter to wash Bitzoinen the whole Shiva. Midahava Abisra V'chamra, just like you find that he's allowed to eat meat and wine, which is a Tainug. So, tzoyin is not worse. Washing over tzoyin is not worse. You see the oval can eat meat and wine, so he probably can wash tzoyin worse, as Rava says. Right, the Marakasha, Meisvei, Asio Kasha. It says in the Brayse like this. Eina begeres, the halacha is that a begeres, who is shidduch age, she is allowed to, means she's more than a naira. A ktana, anyway, is not chayiv ba'avelus. A naira is from 12 and a half. So she's not really ready to get married. And a baigris ready to get married. So a baigris who is sitting shiva is not allowed to embarrass herself and make herself look ugly. Eina begeres reshaa l'navos atzma evel avia. She is not allowed to make herself disgusting in the days of evel of her father. And pas pshat means her father was nifter. Rashi has another pshat that means her father is sitting shiva because the halacha is if someone's father is sitting shiva, they also have to be noting a certain dinavelis. She's not allowed to be menavel herself. So we thought it means that she has to take a shower in the shiva. Ha naira, risha. But a naira is mutter to menavel herself. She does not take a shower the whole shiva. My lav berchitza. We're talking about chitza. So it sounds like this. A beggar has had to take a shower in shiva, but not a naira. What are we talking about? Ilayim b'cham, and if one hot water, say any begaris risha, then even a begaris is not allowed to. Any begaris risha, v'am rav chista, ovel also hishnesway b'chamim. Even a begaris now take a hot shower, and what? Because rav chista says he can't put a finger into hot water, and therefore since it's so chamer, so then let her take a cold shower. They don't have to take a hot shower. If the whole bar is not the menavel herself, let her take a cold shower. So that's what the Tval explains. Let her take a cold shower. Elav must be b'tzoinin. They're allowing a begaris to take a shower b'tzoinin. So what is the mashma? A naira is also take a shower. So it's kasha rava. Rava said by Abel, it's going to take a shower. Take a rechitza with cold water. You have the rechitza cold water. And here it's a voyer that it's also only a begaris has that. So tomorrow loy, we're not talking about rechitza in this price at all. Loy akichul pirchus. So I'm putting on makeup. That a begaris during shiva is mutter to put on makeup. Masha enkein a naira. Or obviously, a shtish is not allowed to put on makeup during shiva. So Rava got out of that riot. Lemasiela, let's try to bring a riot to Rava. Rava again said that you're allowed to take a rechitza b'tzaynein in shiva. Lemasiela, don't want to have Abba HaKoyim, Mashiach Rebesi HaKoyim. Maisa, the story of Maisa Bonav Rebesi Rechnina. Basically, his children were nifter, but Rachatz b'tzaynein b'shiva, and he washed himself b'tzaynein in the middle of shiva. So what do you see? He's allowed to wash himself b'tzaynein in shiva. So it's a riot to Rava. He let it wash off its own in the middle of Avelis. Mar says, no, Amri Hassam Bishdachu Avelis Achazai. That was a special case. There was two Avelis, one after another, because two of his children were nifter. And therefore, there's a special hat. The Tanya Tachfu Avelis Achazai, Hichbit Sairoi, if his hair is too much, make a basar. They cut it with a razor, which is a shinui. You can wash your clothing with water. Amr Rav Chista, but Tarav Le Misraim, only with a razor and not with scissors. But with water and not with soap, oil, not with different type of soaps and sand to wash the clothing. So that was not a riot to Rava, but that's Rava Shita that you're allowed to wash in the middle of Avelis but cold water. Ikadamri, a different version of the Rava. Ikadamri, which next one was still more like Rav Chista. Ikadamri, Omer Rava, Avel also returning Kol Shiva. Avel is also to wash himself the whole Shiva even with cold water. I my stone bus of the yain. What if it's like a tainuk? So bus of the yain is also a tainuk. It's also enjoyable. Why the luck is allowed to eat wine, eat meat, and drink wine in shiva? So everyone know how some lefruche pach deudavid. Did they allow him to do it because he's very upset and very distraught, and therefore we allowed him to have a little bit wine and meat in order to help him cope with the shiva? Let's bring a raya to Rava that it's usher. For Avel to wash himself kol shiva, it says in a begaris v'shoy l'navel atzma, a begaris is not allowed to make herself disgusting, which means she's allowed to take a shower, take a rechitza. Hanayra Rasha, but Hanayra is mutter l'naval atzma, which means she's not allowed to take a shower. My, what are we talking about? Ilya b'cham, we're talking about hot water. Ain't a begaris Rasha of Amr Chista, which means a begaris is allowed to take a shower with hot water. Amr Chista of Al Asal Hashul Das Bayu b'cham. You're not allowed to stick a finger into hot water, and therefore we should just to not to be a novel herself. We should tell her to take a cold shower. Elav means b'tzoyne. And what do you see? You see that a naira is not allowed to even take b'tzoyne. So it's a raya to Rava. And for the Gemara, lo yakich lo pirchus, the whole braisa is not talking about rechitza; it's talking about putting on makeup, and that a bigeris is allowed, and not a naira. Someone just told me a shaila. There was a woman who was sitting shiva, and her husband was nifta. She's almana. She also maybe is called a bigeris because she could get remarried. She's not going to get remarried very soon. Maybe she has a whole family with kids. But ma'isa technically, maybe she should be mutter to put on makeup because she's not married now. She's not married now. Just like 3 months, right? But maybe people are going to see her now and maybe think of a shidduch for her. So maybe there'll be an inyan to the thing. It's a good shayla. It should not be in the game. Omrav Chista. Zois Imeres. So Rashi learns, Rav Chista is going like this. Zois Imeres, it's going on a kichel of pirchus. That we said makeup. So who had din, he says, they now just like now put on makeup, you also can't wash your clothing. You see from here that they asked her to do makeup, it's also also to wash laundry the whole shiva. That's what Rashi learns. Zoy Samaris means going back on the case of Pichla Pirch. Zoy Samaris, Ovil also Batachbais Kol Shiva. Frank the Rikivega and Gilin Ashas, he has two kashas. But they'll go to the second kash. He says, what do you have to go to Zoy Samaris from this pshat of Kichla Pirchus? It's my first halacha before that we said that Tachvua Avelov, then you're allowed to wash your clothing. Mash, my regular Avel can wash your clothing. Why do I have to say a whole stick of from Kichla Pirchus? That's one kasha. Another kasha is also because Lemaisa, we understand Pshat as Rechitza, because we pass Kim Rechitza. So what do you have to, you don't be a riot from a Dichui of a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Brisa is talking about Kichla Pirchus, which is a Dichui, which is not Pash Pshat in the Brisa. Why does this Maris did? It's Bekirig is Kashin, Gilin Shashi, Blab Shver. The Rishash says that there's a different Girsa in the Gemara. Rav Chisra was really going back on the din of Tachvu Avel of Taka. He's going on that din. Look at things. Zoysa Meres, that's us to wash laundry, called Shiva. What's Allah Maisa? The Hilkasa, Avel also Lirchas Kagufa, Be Mechame, Be Mitzainen. A Avel's also to wash his whole goof, side with hot water, side with cold water. He called Shiva. Have a pun of Yadav Raglov, but his face, hands and feet, bechamin aser, hot water is aser, v'tzayin mutter. So Avil can wash with cold water his hands and his feet and his face. Avil losuch, to smear himself with oils, afil kolshu aser, v'im la'aver zazuma, if he has to take off the sweat, it's mutter. That's the halacha l'mayis of Avil. And this has nafkaminis for us during the 9 days. During the 9 days, there's a minig to keep certain dina avelis. And the minig is, like the Ramah says, it's a Ramah, brings out the minig, not to wash. And the feet of Ramah, you can't even wash mitzoynin. Even mitzoynin can't take a rechitza. People don't know this, but you can't take rechitza. You only can wash your part of the other rag of mitzoynin. And even that, only mitzoynin, not pechamin. That's what it says in the Ramah with the Mishabruah there. Avada, you want to have a terim of different istanis. That's the story. I'm just saying what the halacha, what the minig of the Ramah is. That's the halacha. What? No, just on the 9 days. In the tainis, it's also rechitz v'chamim. Rechitz v'tzoyin is mutter in tainis. I take a cold shower on a tainis, but a hot shower should not be taken on a tainis. L'chatchila. Even though we're not knowing all the five anuyim, only Baal Nefesh. Baal Nefesh should not take a hot shower on a tainis. Baal Nefesh should not take a hot shower, but a cold shower will be mutter. So the shower comes up. Shiva Shatam's lad is swimming mutter. Because technically you can say swimming should be mutter because it's tzoyin. So it should be mutter.
Eating ice.
The farm says shouldn't, because that's nice. It's a tainug, swimming is a tainug. But if someone needs it for health reasons, he could stomach swim on a tainus. He needs it for health reasons. So what's the more about that? Sloisa the tanisa heichim mitachinan. New Gemara. Where do you mention the tefila of anenu? We know that we say anenu, special tefila of anenu, on a tainus. Where do we mention it? Adabre Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Borei. Rav Yehuda was schlepping his son Rav Yitzchak with Darush, and he was talking and learning about it. And he told him, Yochad Shkibal of Tainis, Mispal Shal Tainis, Vehechen Amra. A Yochad that's Makabal Tainis, he says, Tfilas Tainis, and where does he say it? He says it, Mispal Shal Tainis, Vehechen Amra, Ben Goyal Reife. He says it between Goyal and Reife. He says the Tfilah that we have, like for the Shat, it's a separate bracha that you say after after between Goyal and Rafa'inu, which means after it says Baruch Hashem Goyal Yisrael, you say Anenu Hashem Anenu Yom Tzav Tanu Seinu, and you end off a bracha Baruch Hashem Aina La'ama Yisrael Be'ez Sara. Then you say Rafa'inu, a separate bracha. That's what he said. Even a yachid with Kabbal Tanis, he says it. Masker of Yitzchak Yachid Kavei a bracha. That's why you think a yachid has the power that he gets an own bracha. El Rav Yitzchak, no, and this is how he passed him. B'Shemei Atvila, a yachid that's fasting says Anenu and Shemei Atvila. Rav Sheshes also said Allah is saying b'shamei atvila. That means the Chazan says it by Ben Goyal Reife, but a Yachid says the Shlich Tzibur says it's a special bracha, on bracha. But a Yachid who's davening only says Anenu and Shemei Atvila. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says in a brisa, Ein Ben Yachid Letzibur. There is no difference in Yachid Letzibur. El Shzem Espal Shmona Esrei, V'Zem Espal Tshai Esrei. There's no difference in Yachid Tzibur. Just this Yachid on a Tainis davens the regular Shmona Esrei. The Shatz Shlich Tzibur says the 19 brachas because there's an extra bracha of Goyal of Anenu. There's an extra bracha of Anenu. So anyway, Yachid Tzibur El Shdamas Pal Shmona Esrei. He's davens the regular Shmona Esrei, and Shlich Tzibur gets an extra bracha of Anenu. I can ask, we know it's 19 brachas. Rashi says they always call it Shmona Esrei, even though it's Lama Shinim, which is 19th bracha. We always say 18 brachas. Like upon him. Zemes Baal, Shmanesh, Shmanesh, my Yachid, my Tzibur. What's a Yachid? What's a Tzibur? Ilema Yachid, Mamish, Tzibur, Shatz. That's how we touch, that's how we posh it. If that's the case, then it's a problem. Why? Because the halacha is, a Shliach Tzibur on a Tainis makes six extra brachas. Like we'll learn in the beginning of the next parak in the Mishnah, there's six new brachas for the Shliach Tzibur on a Tainis. So if it's on a Shliach Tzibur, Hani Tshas, right? Esam Arbav, it's 24 brachas, because 6 plus 8. I must be saying like this. You see from here that on a tiny tzibur al kapadim, what happens? A yachid could say a special bracha. Yachid could be a bracha last point. We just finished saying that a yachid always says anenu shmei atvila, does not say a separate bracha. And here we see. Ema yachid tzibur has to mean between a tiny yachid and a tiny tzibur because it can't mean between the shatz because the shatz is 24 brachas. So it means a yachid and a tzibur, and you see that a yachid could make its own bracha at least by a tiny tzibur. Zokhtimor, no, lo'ayu l'meim l'och shliach tzibur. Talk about a shliach tzibur. I had a kasha. Shliach tzibur says the 19 brachas, says 24 brachas. The kasha lo shliach tzibur esim v'arba matzli. That means 24 brachas. Where it says no, the gimel tiny rishayni is leka esim v'arba. Talking about the first three Tainesim, that you don't say 24 brachas. That means this halacha, you say six brachas, is said by the seven Tainesim. Like this. There's three sets of Tainesim. If it doesn't rain, first the Yechidim fast, we're not counting that. The first time the Tzibur fast is, Rosh Chodesh Kislev didn't rain, three Tainesim. If it still didn't rain, another three Tainesim. If it still didn't rain, seven Tainesim. In the next Mishnah, when it handles seven Tainesim, it says you take out the Arna Kodesh to Rechava, it says that you make 24 brachas. So the first three don't have Chavdal Brachas. So talking about the first Tanesim. There is a difference in the Shatz and the Yachid is 18 and 19. Why? Because only the Shatz makes a bracha of Anenu, separate bracha. So the Mar says, "Begilin Hashem, the Leka Esra Abba, Prayt Mavaloi, Va'im Ben Ktani." It says, "Aim Ben Shalosh V'Shoinois L'Gimel Amtsoyis." It says there's no differences in the three and the second three. Elosh Shebe'elu Mutar Basias Malacha, Uve'elu Asur Mishes Malacha. The only difference is this is Mutar Basias Malacha. And it's Aser Ba'asiyas Malacha. Halacha Chavdal, Bafa Brachas Chavdal, Zeviz HaShavim, they're both Mutter. Zeviz HaShavim, they're both Mutter. So, they're not Mutter, they're both the same, they both have the same Halacha of 24 Brachas. And right now we're assuming that Mtsoyis have 24 Brachas. So we're saying there's no difference between those two, besides for the Chavdal Brachas, besides for Ba'asiyas Malacha, it's Mashma Chavdal Brachas are the same. So if they're the same, what comes out? That was saying, Shalosh Rishonis have Chavdal Brachas. So it's back Shver. How do you learn Pshat Neim Be'yachol Tzibur? Dr. Gemara, Tana V'Shaya. You're right, there's more differences between the first three and the second three. The other difference is the Chavdal Brachas. But Tana V'Shaya. So Frey Tamar, my Shaya, Dai Shaya. What else do we leave out? What else do we leave out? Vesu, and even more, Vesu, Vaha, Ein Bein, Va'im Bengtan, it says Ein Beng. By the way, when it says Mutter Basias Malacha, the only difference is it means more than Sias Malacha, it means all those Inuyim that are there, all these extra Inuyim that are there, are also there. Like Rashi says, Basias Malacha V'chulu, look, all those things. But a chav dalad bracha sounds like the same. So the kasha is the chayra. It sounds like Rishonis have it. Mar says no. Tana v'shayim. I shayim v'shayir. V'su da'ayim v'ktani. Elo. Mar says no. Different shot. Tana v'suri koyi. Myri, but tefillas like myri. We're not talking about tefillas. That's why. Really, there's a difference that at this point in Gemara, that the first, the Rishonis don't have chavdal brachas, the Amtsayis have chavdal brachas, just the aim bain doesn't include it because we're not only talking about the surim of the tainis, not the tefillas of the tainis. So just to recap, it says aim bain yachal at sibra just as 18-19, so he said, what do you mean? If it's a shot, it's 24 brachas. Teres is talking about the first three tanesim. And then, Eim v'yachol tzivur 18-19 means, l'gabi aneinu. You see, only a shot says aneinu. It works out perfectly. You're going to ask me, doesn't three Rishonis have chavdal brachas? Because it says there's no difference between that and the middle one. Teretz says, no, we don't, in the Eim bein, we don't include tefillas. But at this point, we think Amtsayis have chavdal brachas. But the Bayis Eim say not like that. The Bayis Eim, b'emtsius enam ilay matzdi chavdal. The middle ones also don't have 24 brachas. Also don't have 24 brachas, and therefore there's no kasha. No kasha starts about the inbein because it doesn't have 24 brachas, so everything's good. And that's pshat, why in b'yachal tzir means when there's shats in yachal. V'reitim ravaloi, v'atayim into the b'raisa. Inbein gimel shniyos l'sheva achroinus. Now what about the middle three and this last seven? There's no difference between them. Elosh be'elum asriyim v'noyom eschanuyos. By this one, you blow shofar and you close up the stores. Ha, the girls, all the chav dalid, but the guy with 24 brachas, zevad ashav, and they're both equal. It means that the middle ones have chav dalid brachas. We just been saying the middle ones don't have chav dalid brachas. Here it says there's no difference between the three and the seven, only by blowing shofar and closing the stores. Mashma, the chav dalid brachas, they're equal. The chite v'achanami tana v'shayir, say here was a tana v'shayir, but ain't bain tana, it's ain't bain. But tizbara, break the mark, tizbara, ain't bain dafka, you think ain't bain dafka? But I'll tell you a different difference it didn't say. It said here only difference is closing the stores and blowing the shayfa. I'll tell you a different difference. V'ashayir teva, it's missing that taking out the sefer Torah, taking out the Arna Kodesh and sefer Torah to the Rechava, to the town square, and davening there. And that's only done by the last seven. It doesn't say that. So then we're not. Imushim teva lav shiruhu. Why? Because lav shiruhu. Because mila v'tzina katani, mila fasi laktani. Only includes differences that are in shul, the masriim or closing stores, which is private. But something that you bring out, like you bring out the teva, that's fasi. That we don't say. Omar Ravashi, mastisim nami deka. The mishnah is also meduyik that the halacha is that chav dalad the gabi chav dalad they're equal. My sister might take the ketani ma elu yiseris arushaynois, because right now we're asking that why didn't include the chav dalid brachas? Why didn't include the chav dalid brachas? So he said tana v'shayis. So he says no, there's not all the shear because teva is not a shear because that's milu b'fasya. And Ravashi's Mishnah Medeka, the Tani, my Elu Yisera is a Rishonis. What is different that the seven is more than the Rishonis? Elosh Me'elu Masriyim Noel Sechanuyos. Avachol Devrem Zerah Shoshavim. Everything else they're equal. Bechitei Mahachi Nami Tana V'Shayah. He also said Tana V'Shayah. For example, my Elu Tani, he's my Elu. The Tizvara, my Elu Dafku, V'Shayah Le Teva. My Elu didn't say that the seven are better because it has Teva. Yimashum Teva, Lav Shiru, because it says in the next parak by the seven, that's what it's teva. So we know it's not by the three amtsayos. And Taisa speaks out. You could have also said the same teretz as before. It's mili fahesia, mili detzina. Samara Mara says hashda aslahachi esvabo nami lav shuro. 24 is not a shiro either. The k'tali idich parak. It says next parak by the seven. So we know it's dafka by the seven. So upon what comes out, we could go back and stick with the pshat. Embe yachal tzibur means tefilas yachal and tefilas tzibur. Either shat has say 24 brachas. No, we're talking about the three rishonis or the three amtsayos for that price. That there, it does, you don't say the chav dalad brachas. May hava lo, what's halacha lemaisa? Amar Rav Shmuel bar sas retoyi v'chen amar Rav Chiya ba'ashim Rav ben goyel roife. He paskins you say a special bracha even a yachid aneinu ben goyel roife. Rav Ashi Yom Shmei the Rav Yani Brei the Rav Shmuel B'Shmei Atfila. He's saying in Rav Shmei Atfila V'Hilchasa B'Shmei Atfila. And that's a Paskim B'Shmei Atfila. And that's the difference between a Shliach Tzibur and a Yochid. A Yochid says it B'Shmei Atfila. And a Shliach Tzibur says a special bracha of Aneinu. And like we said, that the Chav Dal brachas are only for the last seven. And also Teva is only for the last seven. And that's not included because the first of Mishnah that's only by seven. The next Mishnah it says it by the seven and not by anything else. So we know already that it's only by there and nothing else.